The fact of the matter is that, listen, you know what you're going to start seeing? Honestly, y'all want me to be honest with y'all? Y'all going to start to see a lot of people that are celebrities, quote unquote celebrities. They done. Broke. They're going to be begging for work. They're going to be begging for opportunity. They're going to be trying to get into the game with the rest of us and being content creators and all of that stuff because they broke. They broke, and everything that they had is going to be burned up. I think that you're going to see in America and a lot of these places that are being heavily affected is you're going to see a level of desperation that you have not seen before. And first, it's going to look like, oh, you know, we're just making some adjustments or whatever, and so it's going to be subtle. Next thing you know, it's going to be very much overt. And then you're going to see desperation just hit everything. This is going to be the biggest shift that you guys have ever seen in your entire life in every single industry. Every single industry. Entertainment, class wars, politics, everything is going to shift. Over these next 3 to 4 years, you are going to see so much of a shift. America is not even going to be the same America that it was 2 or 3 years ago. America is not going to be the same America. I see people today having conversations and begging, pleading about the cry, fall out of their chairs about the possibility of TikTok going away. There are people that are crying and begging, hoping that 9 days from now, prior to Trump taking office, and people that originally didn't even vote for Trump are saying, I pray that Trump saves TikTok from TikTok. I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. There is going to be a huge culture shift. There is going to be a major wealth transfer. And the ones that they thought was not supposed to be great is the ones that's going to be great. And the ones that you pedestalize, they're going to be humbled. Having a job is going to be a luxury. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to believe me. I know you think that I'm crazy, but I'm warning you. Having a job, the very thing that they laughed at us about, the very thing that they didn't join in the bag chasers, the very thing that we teach on a regular basis, that is going to be a luxury. Having a job with all of the, because I'm going to tell you, listen, the culture shift is going to be so major that most people are not even going to be employees anymore. They're going to be contractors. Having a job with healthcare coverage. And then it's going to be a warring between liberals, conservatives, haves, have-nots, all of that stuff. Because the war is going to be, how much do you take from people that already have because everybody is already suffering? And because they don't understand the dynamics of what it takes in order to create a great culture and society, they're just going to be a gnashing of teeth, right? And so what happens is you're then going to see people so desperate that they're willing to do anything just to survive. All of this Instagram flossing, all of that, rich people are going to go in their caves more. They're going to try to dress themselves down. They're going not to not present themselves as much because it's not going to be as popular. It's going to be less popular to be rich. They're going to want to know more of the ones that tell you their story and is going through their struggle. Those are going to be the ones that's going to be celebrated the most. We're going to start pedestalizing people that go and kill CEOs like Luigi and player number two. You're going to see more people that are desperate and they're going to want jobs. And see, let me tell you what the difference is between what's happening, what's about to happen over the next couple of years versus what happened in like 2007, 8, 9, right? In 2007, 8, 9, if you was outside, if you was an adult, if you was working, if you was affected by what happened during the housing crisis, which I was because I was at Ground Zero in Detroit where they had so many layoffs and the auto industry was completely disrupted, it happened instantly. Everybody was broke at the same time. Everybody lost their house at the same time. Everybody was trying to find a job at the same time. Everybody was willing to do whatever it took in order to be successful. This is going to be different because there's a gradual onset and you're not going to know and you're going to think that you're going to be okay, and you're not going to understand why you're in this position, because you're going to still be working. You're just not going to be able to afford to live. You're going to still be working. You're just not going to be able to send your, you know, be able to send your kids to a certain school. You're going to still be working, but your debt is still going to, you know, it's going to be exacerbated. It's going to go up even more. And so the gradual onset is going to break you, because you're not going to see it coming. And it's no way for you to, you know, for you to be able to adjust to it. And you think that somebody is going to come save you. And I'm telling you that it's not. For a lot of people, the recession is already here. For a lot of people, the recession is already here. I've been trying to prepare you guys. I've been trying to give you some insight. I've been trying to help you to understand it. I've been trying to tell you what you need to do in order to prepare yourself, how to put yourself in a position of power, how to leverage your assets, how to make sure that you have multiple streams of income, where you need to invest your monies at, where you need to look for the opportunities, how you need to adjust for it, what you need to do as far as changing your cultural norms, all of that, and you're going to reject it. You're going to, you've been rejecting it for years. You've been rejecting it for years. There is going to be a culture war. There is going to be one of the, and this is just my personal opinion and my personal prediction. There's going to be a clash, and it's nothing that you can do to hide from it. And that's going to be the worst part about it. You can't insulate yourself from it. You can't run from it. You're not going to be able to say, no, I ain't in it. My name is Bennett. I ain't in it. Oh, we cool over here. It's coming to your city. It's coming to your town. People are going to shift, and it's going to affect you one way or the other. Either you're going to be a winner or a loser. There's going to be no in between. Middle class is going away. It's going to be a perception of middle class. That's it. There is going to be a perception, a false narrative of what middle class is. Remember years ago, I told y'all that $40,000 and $50,000 a year is not enough, and y'all went off on me about it. Remember when I told y'all and y'all said, I didn't know what the F I was talking about. You can raise a family on $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year. And I said, no, man, listen, that is no longer the standard. You got to do better. You're going to have to do things differently. And y'all said that I was off. I don't seem so crazy now, do I? I don't seem so crazy now, do I? Now, all of a sudden, I don't seem so off. Now it's making sense to you. Now we getting there. It's going to be worse. It's going to be 10 times worse, and you don't even see it coming. You're not even going to be able to identify it. It's going to be 10 times worse, and you have no clue. No clue. It's going to be such a culture shift. It's going to be such a big, huge transfer of wealth. And you ain't got no clue. No clue whatsoever. It ain't a president that's going to be able to save you. Nobody is going to be able to save you. But all I can do is warn you, and all I can do is tell you that you need to make sure that you put yourself in a position of power. Otherwise, you are going to suffer.